Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. First, I want to talk to you about the clanging and the things that are going on. I'm sad to say, because of the new operating system for iPhones and the suggestion of one that I'm not going to bring up, but I will look over to where he said, yeah, go ahead and download it.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I don't want to say his name, but it starts with J-O-H-N. And I downloaded it, and ever since then, you know, it just kind of crashed. And it reminded me of what God told me about the future of technology and stuff. And here I'm just like, it's so good. It worked so good. And so in there, I had pictures. And this is the picture I had, because we were going to go see the movie by Kirk Cameron, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's called Unstoppable.
Right.
I believe it was a different name on the marquee.
Yeah, that's what they told us anyway.
And so I'm going to the theater, and I told everybody, hey, let's go. Let's go, and I'm excited about it because it's talking about good and evil and why bad things happen to good people, and explaining the root of the original lie to men that happened in the garden, which is obviously, I think it's pretty powerful, because the enemy's fighting against what happened to him in the garden. And he's like, really? We thought it was the message on grace. Anyway, so in the context of that, so here it is. It's such and such night of last week, and we're all like, okay, let's stop kingdom work and go see a movie. It's like, you know, and of course, there's plenty of people calling, like, what time are you going to be there? It's like, Where am I going to be? It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to go to a movie. And so we get our tickets and whatever, and we're going down there, and it's storming. I mean, it's raining. It's not raining sideways. It's raining upwards. I mean, it is just like tidal waves of rain. We had slowed up, put my emergency flashers on, and I'm going to see Unstoppable. I'm going to go see this movie. And I called you up. Remember, I called you up and said, hey, have you left light?
No, I haven't. No. I just sleep and everything. You know?
Right. That was me.
Yeah, and it was just sheets. It was like sheets of rain just slapping over my truck window. And I'm like, my goodness. And so we finally get to the theater, and I drop Donna off. And so she's like 5 feet away from the place with my umbrella. Right. Somebody cleaned out my back of my truck.
Who would have done that?
I don't know. You know, it wasn't me.
It wasn't you. I can't get your voice out front.
So I'm thinking about, you know, taking the other umbrella. And so I drop her off, and sheets of rain are coming down, and I'm looking around. I have never seen that truck so clean in all my life. It was so clean. I'm like, there is nothing in here, and I'm going to have to go in there, you know?
All right.
And so I'm digging around, and I find one of those Next Step Outback camping trip ponchos that's like in a little 2-inch by 2-inch package. It's a trash bag. Right, it's a trash with a hood on it.
Right.
We've learned that, didn't we? How to camp in the rain. So I'm pulling this thing out, unfolding it with my glasses on, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm thinking, I hope it gets bigger than that. And I finally get it, and it's storming and it's pouring down rain. And I finally said, okay, let's put the trash bag on. And I put it on, and my brand new shoes. Maybe the second time.
All right.
Second time I ever wore those guys. And leather, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You have to let me know. Anyway, so.
Leather.
He told me they were leather. And so I said, let's just go. And of course, from the knees down, I was sopping wet. And from the elbows down, I was wet, because that hangs out the poncho. But it did a pretty good job. And I made it to the front porch, and I stood there, and I was walking around with my trash bag. I'm like, I'll just disregard this trash bag.
Right.
And all these people, obviously, you know, are coming in. Mm-hmm. And you can tell the ones who are the light that are coming in to come in there. And it was just beautiful. It was like, hey, Bob, Jim, so how you doing, you know?
Right.
And it was so slippery that they were coming in, and some of the women had those thin sandals on. Mm-hmm. And they would touch that linoleum with their sandals. It was wet, and they would slip. This one particular lady, she landed right on her back.
Oh, wow.
I went over to her in my wet, brand-new shoes, and I got her by the arm, and I helped her pick her back. But she's literally on ice as I'm walking her back to a mat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just coming in, so I'm standing in the front door going, watch your step, be careful, that's slippery, watch your step. Because there's no workers.
All right.
There's no workers. Nowhere. And I leaned over to the workers, and I said, hey, people are slipping down, you know, and that's language for, you're going to lose this theater.
Right.
If somebody's going to fall, slip and fall, and they're going to be upset and hurt themselves, and there's going to be some sort of compensation plan going on here. And they didn't even move. I didn't say that. I just said, you know, most businesses go, oh, my goodness, I need to take care of my customers. And besides, I don't want to be liable for things. And nobody came. Nobody took tickets. All these people are coming in with tickets to come see this movie by Kirk Cameron that Facebook shut down and all that kind of stuff and the advertising for. And it was just weird.
Yeah, we'll start.
It was just so weird. And I'm thinking, my goodness, I didn't have to buy a ticket. I just got to go
walk in.
And so I waited to the last person coming in because I was waiting for my son and some others to show up. And so when I came in, everybody was in the theater except for stragglers that were coming in. And so I'm walking down this hallway where it has different doorways that you can go into these theaters, but it has marquees over each of the doorways. Like the old-fashioned marquees you would have outside, it has it over the doorways, and it has the name of the movie over the doorway. And so I'm looking around, I'm thinking like, where is this movie? I don't see that. I don't see Unstoppable was the name of the movie. I don't see Unstoppable anymore. So I actually asked one of the ladies that was working there. She was sweeping the floor over there. And she pointed at this theater. And I went and I looked at it. And I looked up at the marquee. And it said Prisoners.
All right.
It said Prisoners. It didn't say Unstoppable. It said Prisoners. And I said, okay, all right. So I'm kind of just, you know, because the place is packed out. It's packed out, man. It is packed out, like sold out, packed out. And so that theater room is. And I'm the last one coming in pretty much. And also, so I see stragglers coming in, you know. They have a big old 55-gallon drum of popcorn in one hand and got a big old, you know, whatever drink, construction container of a Coke in the other hand, you know, and just kind of lollygagging down there, la-da-da-da-da-da. And they go, they said to the person that was cleaning the floor, says, you know, where is, because it's not, you can't see it, it's not up anywhere. Where is Unstoppable? And they just would point, the help would just point to that particular theater. And these guys with their popcorn go, ah, and they go, da, 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 and they just kind of go on in the, right?
Yeah.
They just kind of, da, 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 and I'm going like, and I'm just hearing like the clacking of trains and ghetto movement in regards to building the ghettos of, you know, the Christians and the Jews and the camps. I'm just hearing like, did we just walk into a place that says Prisoners? And then, so I'm thinking, well, obviously, and I'm mistaken. And just to let you know, I'm videoed this because I knew you wouldn't believe me. I pulled out my iPhone with the old operating system, and I videoed this because I'm just shocked. Because if you've been listening to VFN Radio, you know what God's been revealing to us. And it doesn't have to happen that way. We can repent. It doesn't happen that way. But if we don't, that's the future. And so then I'm thinking, well, they just aren't looking up. They're not looking up. They're just thinking theater, and they're pointing, and besides, they're holding 5,000 gallons of popcorn. Their necks probably strained from the popcorn. And so I started taking the place of the employee there, and I stood in that hallway where they're walking down lollygagging with their popcorn and their Coke. And they said, where's Unstoppable at? And so I pointed right at the marquee. I said, right there where it says Prisoners, right under there, just go through that door up underneath where it says Prisoners. Because I was just checking to see if it would register to them. You know what they did? They went, la-di-la-la. They went up under there. I was like, okay. And I did it again and again and again. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, okay. And I have fear of God on me at this point because it's filled with perceived. I mean, I haven't said I'm a Christian. Nobody said they're Christians, you know, but I'm thinking, so then I go down to this particular worker there, and they had at least, I don't know, three employees. And somebody was in the upper room. We don't know who that was.
Right.
And I talked to him. I said, can you change the name of the movie theater there that the movie's into Unstoppable? I mean, since it's the name of the movie, it's the name of the movie, you know, instead of, prisoners? And he goes, no, we can't do that. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm trying to be calm because I know that they're not having, they don't have a clue what perspective I'm coming from because their intentions are not, you know, just because somebody is doing something wrong doesn't mean they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But it also doesn't mean that they're not doing something evilly wrong.
Right.
So you have to pay attention to both of those things. And so then what happens is I said, well, have you talked to your manager? Does he have the ability to do that? Mm-hmm. And he said, that's no way for a Christian to act. And I said, did I tell you I was a Christian? Did I even bring that up? You know, and he says, well, I'm a Christian. I go, that's good. That's good. Where's your manager at?
Right.
You know? And so he takes me to the manager, and the manager looks shocked, you know, because he knows why I'm coming because I'd mentioned it. And of course, they're shocked because they never probably never crossed their mind as much as it did the adversary's mind. Mm-hmm. And he looks at me and I said, you know, this can you change the name of the marquee over the movie? It says Prisoners, mm-hmm. you know, and like, I don't know, like Unstoppable, the movie that we just paid for, and we packed the theater for, you know, I mean, and I didn't bring money up or nothing. I'm just thinking like, you know, and he said, well, I'll try, but I don't think it's going to be possible. And that type of thing. And believe me, this was amazing what took place. And as all these people who came to see the movie Unstoppable, they're actually going into a theater called Prisoners, right?
Yep, I sure did.
And so I'm standing in the hallway, you know, as I said, and went through the whole process. And I went down to the manager, and I'm talking to the manager. And I said, is it possible for you? I'm just thinking it's just real simple. You just go type in a different thing on your little simple
control device.
You just type in UNST. Unstoppable, right? Mm-hmm. And delete the word prisoner and the prisoners.
The one you put in 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, right. And so I'm not saying anything, you know, you could have had prisoners in there before us, but you know, anyway, so so when the guy told me, you know, he said, this is not a way for Christians to act. I'm thinking, okay, obviously then their mindset is Christians are going to come to this movie. Mm-hmm. So how they're all responding, not greeting anybody coming in, not taking the tickets, having prisoners over the marquee, they're well aware because I never told them I was a Christian. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking they're not prisoners and it's actually the movie's Unstoppable and you're having to stand there and say right there. Why not just put the name of the movie up? And so I talked to the manager and I'm talking to the manager and his name is Christian, I believe.
Wow.
I don't want to bring his name up, but I think it's Christian. And he, real nice young man. Mm-hmm. Nice young man. He looks at me and I said, is there any possible way, Chop, that you could change the title and the thing? And he says, well, we'll try. I mean, it was just like, what am I? I'm like, okay, all right, okay. Because you have to understand, we all paid to be there. This mm-hmm. is America. We're not... We weren't entering into some sort of concentration camp or nothing. We were just going to go. Right. And if we wanted to stand in the lobby and just stare at the wall, we could do that. We're like free, you know? It's like, herd over here, gather over here. It's just like, I need to think for a minute. This looks like a train going to concentration camp. Give me a moment. Mm-hmm. And so he says, well, I don't know if I could do that. And I said, well, can you go see if you could try? He goes, well, just apologize for the other employee because he's not good with customer service. And I'm thinking, no, don't think he is. He's the one that didn't get the mats for the fallen ladies. And so then he goes back and he all of a sudden, as he's walking down the hallway to go supposedly fix this thing, he looks at me and he says, I'm offended by this. I'm thinking, why would you even say that? He goes, I'm offended because I'm a Christian. Uh-huh. And I go, you are? And he was offended by the accusation, I guess, or the scene. I didn't, you know, it wasn't an accusation. I was just saying, change it.
Yeah.
It'd be a good idea. Mm-hmm. And that he would actually put prisoner over the church, you know?
Right.
And I said, you are? I said, then you of all people should know you shouldn't put a banner like that over God's people. He's watching us.
Right.
And he looks at me and he goes, well, I'm a worship leader. I said, you are? You are a worship leader. Where? And he goes, silence. And I was like, silence. I'm not wanting to be. I'm just like, I'm learning. I'm always learning, honestly.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm only learning.
All the time.
I'm just learning. I'm just learning this stuff. So the manager of the blockade, I mean, the manager of this theater complex with prisoners over the door is a worship leader in that community there. A big, you know, Christian.
Right.
And,
what he said?
That's what he said. And so, seeing as he wasn't going to talk anymore about that, I didn't want to talk anymore because I probably felt uncomfortable when I was like, no. And so then he goes into this upper room. He's going to go change it, right? Mm-hmm. He says, I'm going to see what I can do. And I said, well, thanks. Of course, everybody else has already herded up in the train headed to the ghetto there,
Right. Get
to the camp.
Right.
You know? And so we're actually, I'm waiting for him to come out of this room. And it's those projection rooms, I would guess, because he goes in and goes up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out after a while and he says, it can't be done. I'm like, oh, who's up there? You know, your mind starts going like to Aurora, Colorado, and
right.
Go into all these different crazy things going on, Tennis, Texas, and it's like they're gathering us together. They're putting prisoners over the door, you know, and whoever's up there is looking down because the projection booth looks down on the people as they're projecting it out. So whoever's up there and in that theater and owns that theater and around that theater don't like you. They don't want. They're not happy. They're not. They're tolerating you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even taking your tickets or picking you off the floor when you slide down, and not even changing the name to Unstoppable and leaving prisoners over the door. And he comes out and he says, "No, this can't be done." I'm like, "Wow!" And what I'm talking about here, and of course, it doesn't matter how people see it. This is the authentic reason why. Fear of God was over me. Mm-hmm. I had a responsibility. To people that I said, hey, why don't you come see Unstoppable? The sad thing about it, sir, they had to see it in your theater, which, by God's grace, I'll never enter again.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, I encouraged them to go see this thing. And they were seeing a great thing, a great, you know, work from Kirk Cameron about good and evil and all that. But they were in the context of this prison, I guess, you know, they had the word prison. And so he comes out and he says, no, it can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? It just can't be changed. I said, well, and I paused for a moment. I said, because I wasn't going to walk under that sign.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you only knew, I mean, we can't tell you everything God's saying because you would just be that much more unbelieving of us. So we'll just kind of hint to you. It's not good if we don't repent.
That's right.
And we know that we're marching to the flames now like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but there's a chance we'll repent. There's a chance that the fire won't burn that we can turn. But let history be written of us that we did not stay silent. Anyway, so I said, because this always works. I mean, anybody knows this. I said, well, you got some duct tape? Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, just put some duct tape because it was only a duct tape could have covered that thing.
Yeah, right.
And they look at me like, I said, that'll work. Get some duct tape. He goes, yeah, I got some duct tape. I said, well, that's cool. That's fine. You know, that's fine. And they're probably shocked. But they were shocked when Jesus came around. What they say about Jesus said, who is this that speaks with such authority?
Mm.
You know why? Because everybody else would just kind of bow down to whatever the devil was saying and threw people over folks. I'm just like, right now I'm thinking, I mean, Aurora's roaring in my heart. You know, you're obviously whatever's controlling you doesn't like these folks, you don't think well of them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that what Saul didn't understand, that you're actually doing this to the body of Christ. You're doing this to Jesus. Because whatever you've done to the least of these of mine, you've done to me. And listen to me, son. When you put Jesus under that banner, prisoners, that's what you did to Jesus.
Mm.
He said, whatever you've done to the least, you corralled every one of parts of Jesus, and you put him in a room with somebody that you went and talked to upstairs, looking down over Jesus. And you're so deceived, you have no idea that unless you repent and you stand, you're going to stand before the throne of God and you're going to say, listen, when I was in a theater, when I was in a theater, remember he says, when I was thirsty, give me something to drink. When I was hungry, give me some food. He's going to tell you this. When I came into a theater to watch the original intent of the nation and when the fall of man and to be able to encourage myself, you put a banner over me that said prisoners. You didn't greet me at the door. and you let me fall and slip all over the place. And you let me sit in that theater like herded sheep. Why somebody in that upper room of that theater was looking down telling you don't do it. And you call yourself a Christian and a worship leader. Listen, we all make mistakes, but just I'm telling you for your own help and your own projected nice future, you want to be a sheep and not a goat.
Right.
And if you were call yourself a leader, you just led God's people. And I can understand because they did have a movie there. It was called Prisoners. And that was why it was there. But then Unstoppable came. So that means you remove the name Prisoners and then you put Unstoppable up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show a little effort. So they did put a, so the guy that told me originally that that's not too Christian-like. And I'm really feeling uncomfortable with it because I know how most people are going to take somebody who's speaking, bold, you know, confidently, not really bold, just confidently about, you know, I'm sorry, I have a fear. I have a fear. And we pray every single day almost, but at least every week about God, you know, I want to fear the Lord in my heart because the fear of the Lord keeps you from doing a lot of things, you know.
Amen.
And I, the fear of God, I could not walk under that word prisoner. And so, and that's the reason why, if you're listening, it's the fear of God because God's eyes are looking to and fro. And so they came out. They came out and put a piece of paper, the one that said, are you a Christian? You know, I said, he's not always for Christians to act, whatever. I said, did I tell you I was a Christian?
Right.
And he got a ladder, and he was like, oh, it was so tough. And if you're listening, I know it was tough for you. It was not about you at all. Please don't take it personal. It was about the fear of God that we couldn't walk under that and know the church was in there.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, you said that these guys are Christians. So you knew that that's what you were doing. So when you covered that up, that was a good thing, even though it was tough for you.
Right.
And then we got to tell you what happened next. It is amazing. And it's just prophetic to us about the things God is saying, what is it going to look like. And so this guy, like I said, is taping up the duct tape over the piece of paper, very cheesily done, over the word prisoners, so that banner's not over the church, which is kind of exciting because it's kind of prophetic what we're doing. We're trying to keep prisoner from being over you, the church.
Right.
You know, he came to set the prisoner free, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so while he's there, a lady comes out and she looks at us and we're just standing there. And the reason why we're standing there is a fear of God. What do you do? We're just kind of waiting. Our spirit, you know, our flesh counts for nothing. Our spirit's just going, something ain't right here.
Right.
You know, and so she comes out and she says to the young man who's climbing up the ladder to be able to duct tape prisoners. And I didn't have him write the word unstoppable.
No,
just write Jesus is Lord and I'm out of here. No, and so she comes out and she looks at the young man and she says, what do you need these people to do? As if Americans just couldn't just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You could just, by the way, you can stand anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You right now during the First Amendment, you can just stand anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing wrong with you standing there. And so we're just standing there, and she said, what do you need these people to do? And he says, they need to go in the theater. And she says, y'all going in there. Y'all going in the theater. I'm like, all I could think about was the trains and the Jews and how people probably acted because they're thinking this could not be this could not be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just, everybody followed orders all the way to the concentration camps and all the way to the ovens and to the showers.
Mm-hmm.
They followed orders all the way there. Because it just... You know, we underestimate the evil. And think about it. It's about good and evil. The movie was about how evil Satan is.
Right.
And that's how evil. And so she comes out, you know, I guess according to the man that works there, she's a Christian. And she's saying, you know, y'all get on in there. And I kind of looked at her and thought, okay, wow. I'm thinking in my head, just like, I'm just learning how what was like. And I just could sense because we, you know, God took us through learning his perspective of Israel. Trying to get his perspective and, you know, the whole journey of what happened to the Jews and why they're still trying to do that to the Jews today. But guess what? They're trying to do it to the church, if you don't know that or not, as well. You know, first the Saturday people, then the Sunday people.
Mm-hmm.
And they really hate the Sunday people. They hate the Saturday people because they feel that the root of Christianity came from Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll hear that. Hopefully, we get a chance to talk about that today. I know we've got so much going on. We got to hear this though, because this is what's going to be like if we don't wake up. And so finally, he tapes it up, and I think, okay, I'm going to walk in there because I got some folks in there that, You know, so you go in there. Well, they first came out while we're talking. They said it all shut down because they were doing like a live feed.
Right.
It's all shut down. And they're in the dark. They have prisoners over the doorway.
Right.
Nobody's running out of the theater or nothing. You can't say nothing because there's a lot of laws that says you can't say nothing in a crowded theater, right? Yeah, by the way, just so you know that,
okay.
If you feel like God's unctioning, you just kind of tap somebody on the arm and say, excuse me, there's a terrorist in the theater. Could you mind stepping out, please, just for a moment? But if you yell terrorist, they'll probably put you in jail or something.
Right.
And that was not what was going on. That was just a roar.
Mm-hmm.
And so so I find I go in there and sit with the folks that I invited. They had me a seat on the front row.
As soon as you walk in.
It's like, hello, here I am, man. And all of a sudden, the things started fading back in and out again. All of a sudden, it just went out. And these are like, you know, all of us, you know, all the different variances of us that's in there at the church. Because you had people who were just casual, and you had others who were in, you know, full thick dresses with yarmulkes on, but they aren't Jews. They had their hair in a bun wrapped up with their head covered. The women, you know, it's all the different ways that they feel like they want to worship God through Jesus Christ. And then everything shuts down. It's like theaters, I guess, are designed for to absorb sound. So you couldn't. It was just. And we have all this eeriness. We know prisoners out there. We know the enemies are watching over us who don't like us from the upper room up there.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that have been happening, all the narrative that's coming out of Washington, D.C., and coming from the Middle East, and what's happening in Boston, and what's happening all over the world, and all these things are rushing in. And the hatred towards God's people is just coming. And all of a sudden, in the darkest of night, in the midst of a theater near you, Christians gather together in a dark room, blind as the day and the night, start singing, Amazing Grace. I'm thinking, we're going to die. We're going to die. Oh, my goodness. We're singing this on a train. You know, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. You know, and I looked at the folks that I was actually inviting people there. That some knew the Lord and some didn't because I wanted to introduce them. It looks like just Christians go to Christian movies, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
And so I'm like trying to like, oh, we need to kind of just slide. You know, we need to go. We got to go. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we, you know, walked out of there and had ice cream. It was the eeriest feeling. And he did. And the manager came out very politely, by the way, to me and said, is there anything else I could do for you? And I thanked him. I said, no, I appreciate what you did. And just going to get out of this weird place. I just want to slide out right now. But he was very nice. He came back and he said that. And I think he even apologized for any inconvenience or anything like that. And but I'm just thinking, that's what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to be like.
Wow.
And that was like a dress rehearsal. You have to understand that. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between the dark and light. It's a battle between God and Satan. People describe it in many different ways. We have to understand, if you're for God, Satan hates you. If you are a Christian or a Jew, Satan hates you.
Yeah.
If you are a human being, Satan hates you. Mm-hmm. Because you're creating the image and the likeness of God. But if you're serving him, he'll use you to be a hater of your very own brothers and sisters,
right?
You know, that are creating the human race. And so understand, we were walking in, and I had video of this. I literally videoed it. I videoed them walking in, and being pointed to a theater with popcorn and just celebrating, and didn't even look up. Then I pointed and said to others, right there where it says prison. And then I went to the manager and found out not only was his name a Christian, but he says, I am a Christian. I'm offended that you would think I would do that.
Mm.
And I'm trying to be as polite,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not confusing.
No.
And, you know, I was like, what part of you need to remove that? Do you not really understand, sir?
Right? Right.
You know, and of course, most people just, this is the mindset of Christianity in America right now. Just do what we tell you. You know, that's not Christian of you to speak truth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. We tell you how things are, and you say nothing. You don't say anything. But That's not... I know 81% don't read their Bibles, and the 19% that do, only 3% of them actually apply to their life, which 97% don't understand this. But let me tell you this. Jesus confronted everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not talking about in the flesh. He just, what he, and this is his confrontation was. They said a lie, and he would just say the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't say it in a mean way. He would even love them while he was saying the truth. But since it was such a confrontation to their darkness, they would be so offended by it. I mean, Jesus would do things like heal people, forgive people, set people free. He would say, you're not prisoners anymore. And they would say, they would felt like so put out because of that. I mean, one man had a messed up hand, and Jesus said, in the gathering of, quote, supposedly God's people, you stretch out your hand, you know, so it can get fixed and stuff. And so, and God healed his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He happened to do it around a bunch of religious folks. And they considered that Jesus was hating on them. So their response to Jesus healing this man was like, okay, let's kill him.
Right.
So you're never going to make people who are in bondage or in darkness happy. But let me tell you something. If you try to make them happy, if you try to make darkness happy, you're making light himself unhappy. And Jesus said this. This is where God says this. To be friendship with the world is to be an enemy of his. It's not that we don't love folks. We love them. We love them enough to tell them the truth. And the fear of God compels me to say, sir, don't put a banner over God's, over Jesus, whatever you've done to the least of these, might have done to me, that says prisoner.
Right.
He's not a prisoner. He's not even on the cross anymore. He is sitting at the right hand of God, the creator of the universe, and everything is being placed under his feet. He is Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, and there's none beside him. And he's worthy of all praise and all glory. And there should be a fear of God to fall upon this nation again. Worship leaders, too. I mean, fear of God. Dude, if you're leading worship, you're actually leading people. That's what Lucifer was leading in heaven.
Right.
But it didn't keep him from getting into rebellion and being cast, and he's going to end up, it's not going to be good. We need to repent and turn back to God. Ever how we treat God's people is how we treat God. Ever what do we do to the least of these of his is how we treat him. When you were helping that lady off the floor, sir, that slipped down, that was a Christian, that was coming to see that movie, you were helping Jesus up.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, when you stood there and did nothing, why Jesus fell and hit that floor and didn't even get a mat, that's what you didn't do for Jesus. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.